If you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Starting the hour out here with a disturbing story that all parents need to hear about. And it's not the first story of its kind, unfortunately. And if you aren't a parent, and maybe perhaps you're considering being a parent someday, this may give you pause. This may give you a reason to reconsider. Here's a story from naturalnews.com. Against the wishes of both the parents and the 13-year-old patient in question. Do you see where we're going yet?
Yeah.
A Minnesota judge has ruled that Daniel Hauser must undergo conventional chemotherapy treatments, which are characterized by the mass poisoning of the patient with toxic chemicals. Now, there are people out there who, you know, they, I'm sure, had good experiences with chemotherapy. And then there are people out there that have had absolutely terrible experiences with chemotherapy. In fact, even the ones that have had good experiences, I'm sure they weren't that pleasant.
It was a bad experience.
But there are people that will never go anywhere near chemotherapy again because of what they've seen a loved one go through.
I've had two family members die from cancer, my father and my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, I believe my grandmother had one chemotherapy. I think it was my grandmother. Maybe it was my father. I don't know. I get a little confused here. One of them had one chemotherapy treatment. The other one had two. And both of them said, I'm never going to do that again. I'd rather die. Thank you.
Wow. So
chemotherapy sucks really bad.
And if you own yourself, you should be able to make those decisions. Even if a doctor is telling you, you need this. You need this to get better.
The doctor isn't going to take the treatment.
Yeah. So you should be able to make the choice. And as an adult, you typically do have the ability to make these choices for yourself. And you'd think that as a teenager, you'd also be able to say, you know, that's okay. I can make choices for myself. I'm a big boy or a big girl, and I can, you know, make these decisions. It's my body. I can choose. But apparently not in this country, not anymore. And this isn't, this is not the first time we've read a story like this. It does happen from time to time, and it's tragic. It's absolutely outrageous, and it's yet another example of how they own you. The people calling themselves the government believe that they own you, and they act like they own you, and most of us act like we're owned, because we do exactly what they say. In this story, for opting to explore alternative and natural remedies rather than chemotherapy of their son, the parents were accused of medical neglect and now face having their son taken away from them by Child Protective Services. They may also face prison time if they fail to, or if they rather refuse to follow the judge's orders. Daniel was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, a health condition that's widely known by alternative cancer practitioners to be reversible, especially in younger patients. Conventional medical doctors have told the courts that unless Daniel is subjected to toxic chemotherapy treatments, he has a 95% chance of death.
And what is his chance when he gets the toxic chemotherapy treatments?
It doesn't say.
Right. But see, this is the point that they don't make.
96%? 94%?
Right. It is probably more than that, but I don't know, and it should be up to Daniel. It's likely not as low as 75%.
The story says that the statistics they're claiming are outright lies. It's one of the many deceptive statistics put forth by the cancer industry in order to scare patients into submitting to extremely toxic protocols that cause far more harm than good. They claim that there is not a single cancer patient that's ever been cured by chemotherapy. They claim that there's not a single documented case in the history of Western medicine. I don't know if their claims are true either.
Sounds a little kooky to me.
I'm just passing this story on to you. And why is that? They say, well, it's because conventional medicine operates from the false belief that there is no cure for cancer. Thus, anyone offering a cure is immediately dismissed as a quack. Meanwhile, the real quackery is found in the pushing of toxic chemotherapy chemicals that are injected into the bodies of patients and called treatment when they really should be called torture. What's most disturbing in all of this, of course, is that the state is now forcing parents to poison their own children, requiring that they hand over money to big pharma and conventional cancer treatment centers. The concept of freedom of choice has been stolen away from parents, not to mention the teenager.
Yeah.
The idea of protecting your children from toxic chemicals has been not just nullified, but made it illegal. So if your teenager was to want the chemotherapy and the parents were to get in the way, I would be on the side of the teenager. Let this individual decide for themselves what they want to do. In this case, they are all unanimous in their non-interest in chemotherapy. Mom, dad, son, not interested.
Yeah.
But they're being forced to do it anyway.
You know, I can see where someone might decide somewhere along the line that a child wasn't able to make a decision, and therefore, you know, the courts should make a decision in there and in lieu of that. I don't agree with it. I'm of the opinion that only the parents should be able to decide what children get as far as medical treatment when the child can't decide. I'm of the opinion that a 14-year-old is basically an adult. They should be able to make their own decisions about their own, you know, medicine. They should be able to decide what goes in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the parents maybe should have some level of say on it, but I still think that the kids should have the veto.
Absolutely.
And if this kid doesn't want chemotherapy, there's no court, as far as I'm concerned, there's no court in the land that should tell him that he has to take it.
But there are. And there probably are a whole bunch of them. It's just that we don't see the stories very often.
So if it's a 14-year-old, can they do it to a 17-year-old? If they can do it to a 17-year-old, can they do it to a 25-year-old?
It was a 16-year-old the last time we had a story like this.
And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't stop when you're 18. It doesn't. The court may decide that you're incompetent because of age when you're under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just decide you're incompetent above the age of 18.
Yeah, just because you aren't agreeing with the court.
Right. I haven't seen a particular case where the court has decided you will take chemotherapy treatments, but I certainly have seen cases where people have been declared incompetent and for one reason or another because they didn't agree with the court.
They're trying to do it. They may be trying to do it to our friend Sam. So I just wanted to, you know, bring that up. The article goes on into more of the alternative therapies that they would suggest that these families try. But the most important fact about this story is it's happened again. It's happened again where these government courts have told the family, we own you, you'll do as we say, and if you don't, you're going into a cage. What will they do with the young man? If he decides, the 13-year-old boy, if he decides he still doesn't want it, what if they put his parents in the cage because they didn't go along with it, they didn't report to the hospital at the appropriate time? They are going to arrest the parents. Then those little boy's going to be subject to state ownership completely, right? They'll if there are no more parents left, I think they may try to hand them over to some relative that will be more obedient. But either way, they're going to end up putting them in under even more control of the state, likely into some sort of state home as a foster kid or something like that. And then they're going to try to force him into the treatments again. But what if he says what if he's in the hospital and still adamant that he does not want these treatments? In fact, he's trying to leave the bed. He's trying to get up. He's trying to leave. They're going to strap his ass down, and they're going to force him to take these treatments.
He's not going to take the treatments. They're going to give him the treatments by force.
And how much more un-American can something get? How much more outrageous could a story become than that? That they have taken your freedom to choose for yourself what you do to yourself or what you allow to have done to yourself. And we've always known that in the war on drugs and these other areas, it's crystal clear that the government makes the assertion that you don't own yourself and that they, in point of fact, do. Because if you can't decide to put a certain chemical inside your body to alter your state of consciousness, then it's clear that they believe that they own you, that they're willing to lock you in a cage because you've done differently than they have prescribed for you to be allowed to do. And then the same thing here is just in the reverse. Here, it's you're not taking our chemicals that we want you to have. So we don't want you to have marijuana, but we do want you to have chemotherapy. So it's the exact same situation, just playing in reverse. Now they've got chemicals they want you to take. If you don't take it, mom and dad go to jail.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do as a 13-year-old boy? Do you want your mom and dad to go to jail, or do you want to take the chemicals, son? Of course, if mom and dad go to jail, we're going to force them into you anyway. So what's your choice?
Don't forget your house is going to be gone and all the stuff that you own.
Your family is going to be destroyed, torn apart. What's your preference? 1-800-259-9231, and keep paying taxes because this is what you're supporting. Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Show and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive. Wiener Dean is a New England event promoter and organizer, and they would like to pull you to find out what you think about some possible ideas for events. They're looking at maybe doing some live music here in the Keene area, taking over a private auto racing track in northern New England for a laser show, dance club, kegs, bring your sports car for a tournament kind of thing. House of Prostitution via Rhode Island.
I don't know what that could possibly mean.
Rooster Pit at the New Hampshire State House. Now, that sounds like fun, like fighting, like cockfighting, that kind of thing.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Number five, whichever is cheapest. So you can go to Venordene.net, V-E-N-O-R-D-E-N-E, Venordene.net, and place your vote. So 800-259-9231 is the number. More on this story about the 13-year-old boy who the government would like to force to take chemotherapy against his wishes and against the wishes of his parents. I've got a more detailed story thanks to one of my producers, Syface. We go to, in the meantime, your calls. Ziggy is in the UK across the pond. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi. Did I hear right that Sam might be sent to an asylum?
That is what Sam believes they are angling for, because they have started to ask. They've asked Ivy, his legal counsel, to submit some sort of paperwork to the court, basically affirming that he is of sound mind. And so that just based on the fact that they're kind of going in that direction, he believes they may try to put him in a crazy house.
Well, I think I warned you about this some time ago. I said that it's less likely they'll be sending political activists to jail in the future and more likely to the asylum. Last week I was thinking about doing my own little protest up in London, and then it suddenly dawned on me that I could get sectioned, as it's called here, and that's worse than getting sent to jail, because if you're committed to an asylum, you have no rights whatsoever.
Yeah,
they can keep you as long as they want.
Yeah, and they can force drugs into you.
Yeah, exactly. Usually they like to use ECT. I guess I have to explain what it's electrotherapy. They basically induce an epileptic fit.
It's so scary what can happen here in this case, and hopefully it will not come to that. And of course, we'll certainly let you know as this develops. What other thoughts did you have for us tonight, Ziggy?
Yeah, I've got another story. It's been a controversy here, rumbling on for a few weeks. Basically, the members of Parliament up at Westminster have all been caught with their hands in the till.
Uh-oh.
They've all been fiddling their expenses. And the
sacrificial
lamb
has
been the Speaker of the House, who happens to be an MP, and he's meant to regulate their expenses. And everyone's going, oh, well, you know, this man has to go. And I kept going around going, yeah, and then what? That's really going to solve everything, isn't it?
He
should be sacked because he wasn't doing his job. But, you know, everyone seems to think, oh, the problem's solved.
No one ever has another solution besides throw the bums out and replace them with some more bums.
Yeah, exactly, you know. One last thing. Mark, you told me about Daniel Hannan a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now, there is elections to the European Parliament next month, and he is the MEP for my constituency. However,
is this the Ron Paul for the UK?
Yeah, basically.
Well, for the European Parliament.
Yeah. Okay.
There's only one problem. When it comes to voting at the European elections, you don't actually vote for a candidate. You vote for a party. It's proportional representation. They operate on a closed list system, which means that the parties have a nominated list. You vote for the party, and depending on how many votes that party gets, they get a certain amount of candidates into the European Parliament. So my vote,
and then the party determines who those candidates are.
Towards other conservative members.
I'm sorry, I talked over top of you, Zig. What did you say? Go ahead.
My vote will go to other conservative candidates who will get elected, and as this is a fairly safe conservative area, it won't just be him. And
what you're saying is that you don't actually choose the candidates; you choose a party, and then the party chooses the candidates. Is that the idea?
Right. That's basically it, yeah.
Learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
That is a dilemma for me, because I do like Daniel Hannan.
Right, but you're not really voting for him. You're voting for a party, and then the party will pick him and then a bunch of other losers.
Exactly.
That's
the dilemma I have.
Well, theoretically, any of the other parties are going to pick a bunch of losers
like
him, so...
I think the parliamentary system is a lot harder for people who want to vote for principled candidates, but I guess you could make a trade-off there and say, well, maybe I'll be able to get him in, and if I don't vote, or, you know, Labor gets it or whatever, we're not, you know, we're not making any improvement there.
I would think that what you would want to do is vote for variety in the parliamentary system, because it would seem to me that the more variety of parties that are in the parliamentary system, the less likely they're to get anything done.
But they'll coalition.
Of course they will, but, you know,
in the case of the European Parliament, that's not the branch of the European Union which has the most power. It's the European Commission, the bureaucrats. Isn't that weird? All the European Parliament happens to be is a rubber stamping thing. And basically, all they can do is hold legislation up. They can't. They'll have to approve it eventually.
So even if best case scenario, even if this guy actually ends up getting in, this sort of Ron Paul of over in your area, even if he does end up getting in, he doesn't even get to vote on anything. He just kind of gets to speak on things and then pass things through.
Well, yeah, basically that's how the European Parliament works. I wouldn't advise looking into the European Union. I like it for free trade
system.
And free movement of goods and people, free movement of goods and people. But apart from that, you know, it is a very centralized, very bureaucratic organization.
Sounds like
that's something I don't like.
It sounds like something that you couldn't even possibly begin to reform.
Well, is there a way that I know that the United Kingdom's probably the most skeptical about the European Union in terms of, yeah, the position that the government has taken so far, is there any...
Yeah, we're not in the euro. How's that going? We haven't adopted the euro as a currency yet.
Right. I mean, is there any chance that the United Kingdom might pull back from the EU, or is that just not going to happen?
There was some talk when the United Kingdom economy started to take a dive that the thing is the government's borrowing is so high. If this country went bankrupt, then who would bail us out? And the likelihood would be the European Union. And I would imagine that the deal would be that we would have to join the Euro and sign up for the European project.
The state would be, the UK state would be then owned lock, stock, and barrel at that point. Just in the same way that California is about to be. Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you, Ziggy. Of course, the new news out of California, I think I heard recently, is that they are way in trouble financially, even more so than before at this point. And I think it was $40 billion is what I'd heard.
This is the state with the economy that's larger than France. And they just, all that money, they still can't balance the books.
And they're going to take it from the federal government, most likely, down the line, which means you and I are going to pay to bail out all of the bums in California. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Your show, you bring up anything, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free at freetalklive.com. And Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
They have the politically incorrect guide to American history, and that's the one I'm going to get.
Isn't that, who wrote that one?
I don't know the author's name. I do know that.
Tom Woods?
That sounds right. I mean, I'm not sure. That's a name that I've recognized,
yeah.
But I couldn't tell you whether he's the author of it or not. But it does sound like one that I'm really going to enjoy, so that's what I'm going to get.
Cool. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get your own free book, audiobook. All right, so let's continue here. The story out of New Ulm, Minnesota. More details before we continue with your calls on this young man, 13-year-old Daniel Hauser, who has made the decision that he is not interested in chemotherapy. Now, the doctors are saying he needs to have it or else he might die. And, okay, well, let me take that risk. It's my life. I should be able to make these choices for myself. I mean, I might die if I go up on top of a building or get into a car or get in an airplane. There are all kinds of things that might result in my immediate demise. But I'm allowed to make all of those choices. But when it comes to public health, when it comes to my health, if I'm a teenager, I don't get to make those choices. And maybe we will get to the point where adults will also not be able to make their own choices for their own health care. Maybe we'll get there soon, because they'll start with the teenagers and move on from there. But the story is updated as of tonight, so freshly updated. Story from New Ulm, Minnesota at care11, K-A-R-E-11.com. A judge has now issued an arrest warrant for the mother of the 13-year-old boy who's resisting chemotherapy after the pair missed a court hearing on his welfare.
Just the mother?
Apparently.
Is that odd?
Brown County District Judge John Rodenberg also ordered that Daniel Hauser be placed in protective custody. That means stolen from his parents. So he can get proper medical treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma. The cancer is considered highly curable with proper treatment, but Daniel quit chemo after a single treatment and with his parents opted instead for alternative medicine, citing religious beliefs. That led authorities to seek custody. Rodenberg last week ruled that Daniel's parents, Colleen and Anthony Hauser, were medically neglecting their son. The family was due in court on Tuesday to tell the judge results of a chest x-ray and arraignments for an oncologist. But Daniel's father was the only one who appeared. He told Rodenberg he last saw seen his wife on Monday evening. He testified that she said she was going to leave. She said, "That's all you need to know, and that's all I know." He said his wife left her cell phone at home. That's a good idea, by the way. If you're gonna be on the run from the cops and you're going to have a cell phone with you, take the battery out. Do not have that. So even if the phone is turned off, if it has the battery in it, there is still a chance that they can activate it silently and find out where you are. So if you must,
it's probably best to have the cell phone with you in case you need it, right? Like, they could end up on the side of a mountain,
yes.
And in that case, it would be better to be found. I think that you should have the cell phone with you.
Take the battery out.
I think that's probably the preferential way. I don't know. The whole battery out thing is kind of crazy. I thought you could just turn it off.
No, sir. The family's doctor, James Joyce, testified by telephone that Daniel's tumor has grown and he needs immediate assessment by a pediatric cancer doctor. Joyce said he examined Daniel on Monday with an x-ray showing his tumor had grown to the size it was when he was first diagnosed. He said he's basically gotten back all the trouble he had in January. Daniel was accompanied by his mother and Susan Daya, who Joyce said was an attorney from California, testified that he offered to make appointments for Daniel, the doctor testified, with oncologists at the Children's Hospital or elsewhere, but the Hausers declined. He also said he tried to give Daniel more information about lymphoma, but that Daya, Daniel, and his mother left in a rush. Under Susan Daya's urging, they indicated they had other places to go. Daya didn't immediately return a page left on her cell phone. And besides examining the chest x-ray, the doctor said he asked Daniel how he was feeling. Boy told him he had pain on the right side of his chest, which Daniel rated a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Joyce said the pain was around the port that was inserted into Daniel's chest to administer chemotherapy. He attributed the pain to the growing tumor, which is pushing the port out of place. Daniel also told the doctor he had a cough, though he wasn't having any trouble breathing. In his ruling last week, the judge wrote that he would not order chemotherapy if Daniel's prognosis was poor, but if the outlook was good. It appeared chemotherapy and possibly radiation was in the boy's best interest, he wrote. And this is the problem, that bureaucrats, unaccountable bureaucrats, are deciding what is in your best interest.
Right.
You do not get that choice.
You know, if this chemotherapy, for some reason or another, kills Daniel, what happens to the judge? Does he lose his son? Does he lose the most valuable thing that he's ever had in life?
It's not likely there will even be a follow-up article if the kid dies.
He probably won't lose a wink of sleep.
Nothing will happen to him. He thinks
this is not the best person to make this decision. He may very well be deciding, think that he's doing what's right. He may very well think that. He is, however, not the best person to make that decision. What he thinks is right for this boy is well and good, but it is irrelevant.
Rodenberg wrote that state statutes require parents to provide necessary medical care for a child. The statutes say that alternative and complementary health care methods are not enough. So how sweet of a deal is that for the AMA and the doctors' associations out there that have lobbied for protection from the government? The government's own rules basically say, hey, you have to use our services.
Right, and by the time this kid manages to get his case to the Supreme Court to decide whether or not that law that was, you know, that they passed was unconstitutional in the state of Minnesota, he'll have taken so many of these treatments that there's nothing they can do.
Daniel testified.
They designed the system that way so that you fail to get it, so that you have to do what they say.
The law is the law, Mark. It's a nation of laws. You need to obey.
You don't obey. Look, if you voted for this. If you don't obey what this judge says, if this woman doesn't obey, she goes to jail.
Yep.
If the judge doesn't obey what this woman says, nothing happens. This is completely an unequal relationship. She is not sovereign in her own home. She does not make decisions for her family. This judge does.
Daniel testified that he believed the chemo would kill him and told the judge in private testimony unsealed later that if anyone tries to force him to take it, he said this, I'd fight it, I'd punch them, and I'd kick them. So this boy is very determined.
Taser, trank gun, no problem.
That's right. They'll take him out.
Yep.
And they'll force the chemicals into him.
Right. This kid'll fight. What do you do when the government comes and tells you how you're going to medicate your kid? What do you do? What's the next step? What are you going to do when
Mom's
the government says how you're going to educate your kid? What are you going to do when
She's
the
running.
Government says how you're going to feed your kid, how you're going to clothe your kid, where your kid's going to spend his day, you know, what he's going to learn in school? What are you going to do about it? You're not going to do anything about it.
You'll just be
you're
good
gonna
surf.
Suck it up yep. and do it.
Because you're scared. Because you can't imagine what might happen if you were to say no.
And because you know what's going to happen when you say no. Unless you're in a place where there's enough people saying no to the government already.
And that's starting here in New Hampshire.
You have a chance.
It's starting here in New Hampshire. It's not a guarantee that you'll have a chance. It's a chance that you'll have a chance.
Yep.
We've got a better chance than anywhere else here with our like-minded friends and people that are getting together and getting active for freedom. Because how much more of this can you take? I mean, this is right. Just because it's happening to this kid doesn't mean you're safe. Just because your son or daughter doesn't have cancer doesn't mean you're safe from this kind of arbitrary rule over your health.
It's the God's honest truth. They tell you in Pennsylvania you can't feed your kid raw milk.
Really?
And there are several other states that's true, too. There's raw milk civil disobedience out there. You won't move for the Free State Project because your wife won't let you?
It's
well, your wife isn't going to have a family.
It's too cold.
And not one that she can tell how they grow up.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Your thoughts on this? How would you handle it if you were the parents? It's Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixus, the male widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixus works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixus, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixus before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixus before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Just dial 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. And Free Talk Live. .com. And if you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what you need, what you're needing, they've got it. They've got dozens of categories, even used items if you need to save a few extra bucks off their already low prices. You can get it all at amazon.freetalklive.com or virtually all of it. And Free Talk Live will get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. We'll talk to Jesse in Oregon. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Jesse in Oregon.
Hi there.
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, so I originally called to bring that what you were just talking about in the last segment to your attention. But you've pretty much said everything that I would have wanted to hear from you.
What about you if you were a parent? We're talking about Daniel Hauser, a 13-year-old boy. His parents and he are not interested in subjecting him to chemotherapy. The judge in the judge has in New Ulm, Minnesota, has decided that, well, screw you. We own you. We're going to do what we want. So we're going to take your son and force him into chemotherapy. And so now the latest is mom has apparently run off with her son, which... What else can you do?
Godspeed.
They're running away. They're going into hiding. I was going to say,
the only thing you can do is go camping.
Would that be what you would do as a parent, is run away?
It's either obey or go camping, you know?
Well, this camping's a long time. I mean, that's a long time camping. I guess you'd have to camp and move.
What other choice can you have? They took the kid away.
Move to Buenos Aires?
Yeah, I like the idea of moving out of the country. I think that probably makes more sense than anything else.
Also, the other thing is that you have to understand, the other portion of this is this may not have happened in another state. Different states have different rules, and...
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't see this happening in Texas.
Maybe it just hasn't had the opportunity.
Right. I mean, it's too late in this particular case for these people because...
Now the judge has already made the order.
Right, and the other states will extradite no matter what they happen to think of the order.
Will they?
Well, they'll extradite. Oh, yes. As a fugitive from justice. Probably kidnapping charges could be applied, too. It is her own kid, as ridiculous as that is. But
so would they extradite with it. On a misdemeanor? I mean, what will they extradite on? Just anything?
It depends on the state, but
she'll shoot her on the side of the road for not obeying
you. She's a fugitive from justice. If you're disobeying a court order and fleeing a state, you're fair game as far as any other state is concerned, and they won't think twice about extraditing you.
Any other thoughts, Jesse?
Yeah, I wanted to change my topic since you guys had covered everything, and I just wanted to tell you guys that Free Talk Live and the Liberty Movement has essentially ruined my life.
What happened?
I'm joking. But, I've recently come upon voluntarism, libertarianism, and things, and now I watch a television show, and I can't root for the good guys. Because I realize the cops are not the good guys, you know? I can't enjoy Die Hard anymore, you know?
Oh, I could still enjoy Die Hard. What a fine film.
Well, I mean, you got to kind of realize that, first off, you know, there's good guys in the police, and I, you know...
Nah, John McClane was stopping real terrorists, man. I mean, he's doing good work there.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it just makes me... I was watching Newsies with my nephew the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know, that's a movie about a group of kids that deliver newspapers forming a union. And so I'm trying to explain to my 6-year-old nephew that unions are bad, and then my family gets mad.
Well, are unions bad? I think that unions are only really bad when they are granted certain privileges over a business owner by the violent monopoly.
Right. I don't have a problem with six newspaper kids getting together and saying, you know what? We're not going to deliver these darn papers unless you give us bubble gum, too.
No, wasn't it like the kids with the kind of Cockney accent in that movie?
That was Christian Bale.
Yeah, but they had a Cockney accent in that movie.
Oh, the other one. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I just recall it being like one of those turn-of-the-century Britain kind of films. And was it taking place in Great Britain, or was it...
I think it was actually New York.
Oh, okay. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haven't seen it. But I'm trying... Or like old punk rock music, you know? Like, they'll talk about anarchy and chaos, and it just makes me think, like, that's what everybody else thinks of me if I say, like, well, I'm an anarchist. You know?
That's why I would never say that I'm an anarchist, because people don't understand, and I don't feel like explaining the nuances to them. That's why it's easier to just start with voluntarists. I see where you're coming from. You're frustrated that your worldview has been shattered, and it's difficult living in this world of pop culture that we're in, because everybody else is just so wrong, and you get it.
Right, and try to imagine the word anarchist as, you know, I'm a cannibal. I don't mean like a cannibal like you're thinking of a cannibal. Yeah. What I mean when I say I'm a cannibal is I only eat the people that say that I'm allowed to eat them. that's how it shows up for people, and it's one of the reasons, like, perhaps one shouldn't use the term anarchist. And I'm getting to be that way about the term libertarian.
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about the term libertarian? Have I got a story for you here in a little bit. But, I see where you're coming from. I'm sure it's a frustration that a lot of people feel, but, hey, you're here, and you really can't go back, can you?
Not really. But, you know, when you show people the gun in the room, they say... Well, then you're an anarchist, and it just paints me bad. I really wish I could.
Maybe a friend of mine came up with a little statement that I really like. Look, I'm not against government. I'm just against the authoritarian model of government that forces people to do things that they don't want to do when they haven't hurt anyone else.
Sounds totally reasonable to me.
You know, just to take innocent people that have nothing to do with it, I'm against the authoritarian model of government that steals people's money and forces them to do things when they've never done anything to anyone else.
I find that a lot of people associate the term anarchist with one who is not interested in following rules. And there may be some validity to why they believe that way. And I think that the term anarchy does sort of suggest a lack of rule. And that's why one of the reasons why I distance myself from it, because I'm all in favor of rules.
It's,
I think,
kind
rules
of
are great, you know, on private property that you consent to.
I think it's kind of fun to call oneself an anarchist. I mean, I've said it myself and felt like I had a fun time saying it.
When you were 18?
No, actually, I've said it, you know, off air to other people just to try it out
and
see how it works for me. And I, you know, kind of enjoyed that terminology, but... You know, it's a dangerous thing. It's like playing with a gun. You never know, how it's going to work with the other person.
Any other thoughts, Jesse?
I heard a right-winger today say the government was violent.
Yeah, it sounds like progress.
My jaw dropped.
Who was it?
Lars Larson.
Yeah. Lars Larson.
Yeah.
Lars said that?
Thanks for the call tonight.
When we saw him at the Radio Rumble, he was all for big government.
Well, you know, Obama's in charge now, so now government is violent. When it was Bush, it was compassionate conservatism. Let's talk to Spencer, listening to WSVG in Virginia. Hello, Spencer.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I was appalled by hearing the report of a young boy in Minnesota being...
Me too.
Welcome to the land of the free, Spence. How's it feel?
Not very good.
No. Still paying taxes?
Absolutely. So I have a choice.
Well, you always have a choice. I guess the question is, you know, what sort of consequences are you willing to accept?
Right. I had cancer in my family.
Mm-hmm.
I had a brother who died at 17 after taking radiation and chemotherapy, and the doctor said this was going to cure him.
Oops.
And that obviously didn't happen. And when my mother got breast cancer, doctors said radiation chemotherapy or you won't survive.
Are you still there?
She chose to do a different option and lived another 28 years
after that.
When they said she didn't have a 5% chance of living 3 years.
You know, even if this young man is going to, in the process of his death throes, even if he's just a few weeks away from potentially dying because of this tumor that he has, I would much rather be dying in a situation in which I was surrounded by my loved ones who were understanding of the situation I was in than have to die in the situation of having to go to court and deal with a bunch of government bureaucrats all day, every single day, because they are trying to control me. You want to talk about a stressful, sickening situation.
Yeah.
That would make me want to kill myself.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want people around you that support your decision, not are forcing something else on you.
It's outrageous. Spence, thanks for listening. Spencer, thank you for listening to the program. Appreciate your call. Hope to hear from you again. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, you want to talk about destroying the term libertarian, Mark, since you brought it up. And since we're talking about talk show hosts, Lars Larson was mentioned a few moments ago. What does Michael Savage have to do with the Libertarian Party? You know, hate-filled bigot talk show host Michael Savage? More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. We'll tell you.
Earners, at Alakies, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakees at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.